The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I just think there's too much gray area there, and I don't know who to believe.
And I know everybody's like, well, you know, he shouldn't be able to transfer with no, you know, these are the rules, and that's why they're the rules. But
well, I think the rules suck.
I think the rules suck, too. I'm a big believer in if a coach leaves, the coach you signed up to play for leaves your school, whether voluntarily or involuntarily, those kids should have a window of opportunity to change schools.
It took me 2.5 years to understand Texas A&M. It's a very unique place. Here I am, you know, young, same coach, same person I was at Pittsburgh. And, you know, all coaches question yourself, what am I doing wrong? What's wrong? So when I really realized that, but the students came and got me. I had a student burst in my office one day and said, do you want to be the Aggie coach or do you want to be just another Aggie coach?
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at producer T. Scott. We'll have Jong back next week, assuming he makes it back. And, of course, you can also hit us up on the text line, 713-780-3776. Cannot watch us on live stream today because we're not there. If you missed the first 2 hours, last hour, pretty much all Coach Cheryl.
That was a full hour.
Yeah.
Long-form interviewing. That's my expertise, Fred. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, although I...
And Coach wanted to... He was like, I want to keep talking to AJ. He wanted to keep going forever. He loves me. I'm telling
you. Well, yeah, that's because he just humiliated you in front of everybody.
What?
Well, one of your worst takes has always been, and I don't know where it came from because nobody else has this take, and I always tell you this every time you do it, and you still keep going on with it. Would A&M be better off if they were still in the Big 12? And he just pulled out his little knife and castrated you with
well,
that.
Well, but he
and gave
also,
you facts and stats.
But I also, I've said I understand from a financial standpoint there is no wrong move for A&M on that. They clearly made the right move from a financial standpoint. All I'm saying is from a competitive winning championship standpoint, did they make the wrong move? And I still stand by it.
And I still think it's – because they wouldn't have these kind of players that they're getting in the
no,
SEC.
No, but they wouldn't be playing against the kind of players they're playing against.
Yeah, well, I still think – because now what you're saying is, well, if you took those teams and put them in the Big 12 the way they are now, they'd have an easier path. And I just don't know that that's the case. Because, frankly, I don't think they're getting half these guys.
Fair enough. Fair
but,
enough.
But anyway, it was just kind of fun to see him.
I meant to tell a story, and I as coach, I said, do you remember where you were back in 2005 for the USC-Texas National Championship game? And one thing I've learned about the coach is he likes to draw out everything.
He's a doodler.
So he put his folder down and said, this is where Vince scored that touchdown. This is where I was standing on the sideline. And I was like, I know because I was standing right there, right next to him. And my seat was next to his in the press area. And I said, I remember this because, you know, I was a punk kid. This was like, you know, I'd been doing radio for a little over a year. And I was at the national championship game. And my name was on the placard at the seat right next to Jackie Sherrill's. I was like, this is crazy. Like, this, I'm sitting next to Jackie Sherrill at the national championship game. Just thinking it was ridiculous. But, yeah, then we went down to the sidelines, and he was standing right next to me. I'll never forget that moment when Vince ran in. I was, like, literally, like, the 4-yard line, 3-yard line, and Jackie Sherrill was just to my right. And that's it. I meant to tell him about that on the air, but we talked about it off there. I thought that was a fun memory.
Yeah, you guys seem to hit it off.
Yeah, we're buddies.
I think you have a new grandfather.
We're buddies. He said he's going to text me.
you know, the one thing I remember about that game was how close – USC had to pulling off a miracle right after that.
Yeah.
When somehow Reggie Bush got free on the sideline.
Yeah.
And it took a great play to stop that. 10-7 Astros, by the way, heading to the bottom of the ninth.
Well,
so
if the Mariners can put up a field goal, we'll be back in business.
Do you think they're not going to put up a field goal?
I don't know. Who's going to come out and pitch the ninth?
Well,
that's the question.
Rondon pitched the last inning, so
you know what that means.
I'm sure that
it's hammer time.
That's it. That's his nickname. Done. Roberto Hammer Time.
That's
Osuna.
What they should have put on the back of his jersey.
Yeah.
I've got something really important to talk to you about here. Hooters is shutting down restaurants. And apparently they're saying that millennials are less into boobs than people my age, people your age.
I think boobs are one of God's greatest creations. What the hell's up with that?
Agreed. But apparently, to use a really good study from Pornhub, visitors between the age of 18 and 24 are 19% less likely to search for breasts when compared to all older age groups. Visitors 55 to 64, which that's like your age.
Not yet. Nope. I'm one group before that.
Are 17% more likely to search. So, and Hooters, Twin Peaks, and restaurants of that ilk are suffering the consequences. I actually went to Hooters today for like the this week. I think it was either Sunday night. Yeah, I think it was Sunday night. I went to Hooters for the first time in years. And they advertised. They had the, I guess during the month of August, it's all you can eat wings for like $15. And I was like, man, I want some chicken wings. And then I was like, all you can eat? That's a good deal. Of course, I ate like 25 wings, so I got my money's worth.
Yeah.
But I took the wife and the kids to Hooters, and it was fine. The reality is Hooters has like horrible service. that's probably why their restaurants are closing. But they say Hooters have dropped by more than 7% the number of locations from 2012 to 2016. Sales had stagnated, and now apparently there's going to be even more places more Hooters spots shutting down. So, and Pornhub Vice President Corey Price said it's because millennials are butt guys.
I'm okay with that too.
So maybe
I'm a fan of. I mean, I don't know why you have to be one or the other. I'm a fan of both. To me, it's like boxing and MMA. It's like if you're a boxing guy, you can't be MMA guy.
Couldn't agree more.
I'm both. I like both. I appreciate both. And, you know, if they had a restaurant that was just devoted to that, I'd go to that too.
I think they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called Tight Ends.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
We haven't been invited back for some reason. I don't know why. But the thing is, millennials are getting blamed for everything now.
Well, because they are to blame for everything.
It's not their fault because, frankly, like they're the ones getting blamed for stores shutting down and stuff like that. I mean, and one of the reasons I'd rather use Amazon, I went into a store that I'm not going to name to get some workout gear yesterday. Pretty big store I like, and it was a pain in the ass. Deal with people. They're on their phone, standing in the middle of the aisles. They're letting their kids run around and bite you. I mean, it's like, you know what? I'm just going to get on Amazon and order this stuff and have it delivered to my house.
That's the best.
And then somebody can steal it out of my garage. That's the plan. All right. I got
to. You don't want to go through all this trouble to have stuff get stolen out of your garage. Just let Amazon deliver it, and then it gets stolen out of your garage. And then you're out really minimal effort.
You know what I could do? I can skip an entire step and just make sure that I leave the front gate open so I can just steal
the boxes.
There's
the move,
And then I don't ever have to see them.
Unopened boxes getting stolen. That's the best.
That's
a hell of a play.
Yeah, well, still 10-7 and two outs now in the top of the ninth for your Astros. And we have a gem of the day to do when we come back that – as gross as your drill story was.
That's not my drill story. That's Bryce Mitchell's drill story.
No, but you brought it. You brought it to the show. I think I'm going to top it.
Okay.
That is a bold challenge.
All right.
And
well, if you're going to top anything, you need your testosterone count to be up. And that's what they're doing at the Y Factor presented by Man Centers. And I'm not talking about injections. They're focusing on your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone. Synthetic testosterone injections can damage fertility, cause dependency, long-term health issues, and shrinkage, and nobody wants shrinkage. You can get off that weekly shot. You can avoid the crash of the synthetic testosterone injections. Man Centers has three locations, Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell there in the Memorial area off 249 in Tomball, and now open in Webster, and there's no excuses, guys. They offer the free general male wellness checkup. That's a $150 value right there, and it's all free for you, our fine listeners. Give them a call to set up your appointment today, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online. It's the Y Factor presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at the Hyatt on Sage in the Galleria in the Urban Star Bar, where they have all kinds of great specials going on. How about this? Specialty margs for $16, a tequila old-fashioned, a honey lemon margarita, and the Añejo Smash.
I like that.
Which I just think you like the word smash.
I do.
Because of the implications.
I do.
Food-wise, specialty tacos, $10, wings for $10, loaded nachos for $13, and some great bar specials. Wells for $5, house wine for $6, draft beer 16 ounces for $4, 20 ounces for $6, all here in the Urban Star Bar, and that'll be going on until 7 o'clock while we're here.
Mixed reviews on our interview.
Yeah.
You mean your interview?
My interview.
The good part of it, I was involved in. The bad, yeah. The negatives, that's all you.
Some people saying positive things about it. Some saying a little long-winded and a little whistly.
But you know what? I think this one was a little different because you had to give him a little time with the story. And I thought there was some really interesting stuff in there. So I enjoyed it. If I thought it was bad, I would have jumped in.
Lamont says, I'm not sure why AJ refuses to come to grips. You are a millennial, bro. 1980 plus. Nope, it's 1981 and in some cases 1982 plus. I'm not a millennial. Nope. Nor do I have any millennial behaviors that point to me being a millennial. Fred, I served our fine country.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
There's a few things. No, I don't blame millennials for anything. I blame their parents. Which, hello, that's me.
You.
Exactly. I spoiled the crap out of mine when they were little. It wasn't my idea, but, you know, yeah, they played the soccer where everybody got a trophy.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, they did all that.
Yeah, remember when my kid got second place in a tournament, and they had 12 second place rings, and we had 13 kids on the team.
Yeah.
And I said, my kid's not getting a ring. That's not a millennial thing to say, right?
No.
My kid didn't get a ring. 12 other kids did, and mine didn't. Not a millennial.
You got him an Astros ring, though, didn't you?
I did get one. Yeah, I did get him one of those.
He didn't earn that one either.
He's not allowed to wear it, but he is allowed to put it on his shelf and look at it.
Man, I was reading something a little disturbing today. That I think we're staying at New York.
We are.
First time? Yeah. So my first thought is, okay, Aria tournament at 7, because that's 140. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
And then bust out of that, you can get over to Mandalay for 10, right?
Yep.
Man, I'm reading up, there's like more and more rooms closing now on the Strip. Poker rooms.
Those rooms?
No, those aren't. But Monte Carlo's went away last year. Luxor's went away last year. I think they're down 150 tables from where they were during the boom.
Man.
And, you know, I get that poker's not that profitable for casinos, but, man, that's I spend that money elsewhere in the casino when I go. It's like I'll go over to the Racing Sportsbook.
Fred, or every time I win at poker, where does it go?
Blackjack.
Every time.
Yeah.
They're getting that money. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? We got time to do this. This is maybe the most disturbing story that we've had for Gem of the Day in a long time. So let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
first off, before I tell you what this story's about, I want you to look at a picture of the suspect. Looks like a methy Melissa McCarthy, only it's a guy. How's that? Is that a fair? Very methy.
Yeah. I mean, but he's too fat to be really methy. That's like.
But the he's also got the eyelash.
You know who he looks like? He looks like what's the guy's name? Spalding, Captain Spalding on Rob Zombie's movie. What is that? House of a Thousand Corpses. That's what he looks like. He looks like a character in a Rob Zombie movie.
Yeah, yeah. Or sort of reminds me of the one of the bad guys in Spawn.
Yeah.
He's got that look, too. Well,
like, you remember, do you remember the movie 8mm?
Yeah.
With Nicolas Cage?
Yeah.
And you remember the climactic scene where he's in the guy's house and there's, like, that death metal playing really, really loud on the record player. And you know that he's going to jump out at some moment. And Nicolas Cage is walking through and he's kind of scared. That's who you could expect to jump out.
Yeah.
That's a guy involved in the snuff porn ring.
Yeah.
That's him.
Well, this is...
Astros win, by the way.
Astros just closed it out. Osuna punched him out to end the game. All right. That's never going to get old to me. I'm sorry. All right. So police went to... this is McLean County. I don't know where that is. But 54-year-old Paul Houston. Would you be shocked to find out that he worked in the county coroner's office? After looking at that picture?
No, I would not.
Well, apparently they were investigating reports of missing organs and body parts. So, obviously he became a person of interest. What they found when they raided his house, there were shelves everywhere filled with hundreds of glass jars. Each of them contained a human penis floating in formalin. Over 200 penises from human corpses in this guy's house.
This guy is Captain Spaulding.
Oh, I'm telling you. McLean, Oklahoma. Okay.
That's so
close.
I don't want to say I'm shocked, but there's a reason why, if I rank the states best to worst, Oklahoma falls in number 50. Like, every time I do that ranking, and I know a lot of weird stuff happens in Florida, this is the kind of stuff you're getting in Oklahoma.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
It's just it's quieter because you're not going to find the bodies until years
and
years from now. But says there basically, according to the police, he immediately started confessing. He explained in great detail how he had been cutting off dead men's genital organs and collecting them for more than 10 years. All I could think about is, man, what if you're the poor corpse and you think, dude, I'm dead, died of a heart attack or whatever, this sucks. I'm about to go to the next world, and then you get there with no penis because this guy cut
really
it off.
Really unfortunate.
Because it's bad enough that you're dead, but then you get to the afterlife, you're like, oh, hey, cool, there's some really hot angel chicks over there. Oh, no. How did that happen? Yeah. I wasn't in an accident.
That's no way to go out.
Nope, and a creepy Paul Houston has my penis
now,
in a
right?
jar. No, he's not dead. He's in custody. So think about this. If you'd gone to the wrong coroner, this guy would have your penis in a jar.
That's a horrible thought.
I told you this was a more disturbing story, right?
It's up there.
Yeah.
Now, how do you think a guy like that will fare in prison when the what are you in for conversation comes around?
I think even some really hard-ass guys would be scared of him.
You think so?
Yeah. Dude's got 200 penises in his place.
I think
what if
like,
you fall asleep?
You really like that, huh?
If you're, I mean, I'd be like, you know what? I'm staying away from this thing because this is like some man. This is some Rob Zombie type of stuff.
Yeah.
It took the police more than 7 hours to gather all.
I think even Rob Zombie would go like, bro, that's gross.
Yeah, yeah. It's like this is not for me. This is like not even Cronenberg would do this. But it took him more than 7 hours to gather all the organs and other pieces of evidence. I want to know what the other pieces of evidence are. And it's not that the 200 penises were enough. 53 criminal charges have been filed against him, and hundreds more could be filed over the next few days. An anonymous source said the number of charges could reach over 600.
That sounds about right.
He's going to remain in custody for the moment.
He should go to prison forever.
As a psychiatric evaluation has been ordered to determine if he's fit to stand trial. Okay, isn't that kind of a trap door? Because if you've got 200 penises in your place, you're not sane, right?
No.
But
you're a mess.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you're not a criminal. So this is one of those, having watched a lot of Law & Order, he's going to have to go through that evaluation, and the defense is going to try to get him. And you look at the picture, you're like, yeah, this guy's crazy. Regardless, 218 total embalmed human penises. So there's 218 guys in the afterlife running around. Sorry, guys. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
And Soccer Bilal, no sausage fest jokes from you, okay? Thank you. All right, guys. Hey, if you're thinking you want to save some money this summer, how about pay less interest on your credit card balances? Here's a perfect time. Kids are about to go to school, having to do all the back-to-school stuff. You probably need some more money. You're going to use those credit cards, and the fees are going to beat you to death. That's why you need LightStream. You can refinance everything with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans. How about this? 5.89% APR with AutoPay. And you know, your credit cards are probably going to be in the 18% range, 21%, even more than that. You got good credit? You can wipe out hundreds to thousands of dollars depending on how much you have on your cards. And you can get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. So say goodbye to high-interest credit cards this summer and start saving with LightStream. And how about this, just for the Blitzers, you could save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Fred. LightStream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information.
Grab everyone's attention. You're listening to The Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I'm starting to wonder about whether or not my story might be fake.
Oh, no.
Cron.com has one saying the FBI did not seize 3,000 penises from a Harris County home, which sounds very similar. I got this on FoxNewsUS.com, which I wonder if that's a fake site.
You're saying Fox News is fake news?
Well, I don't really use Fox News for much, so I wouldn't know. But
Who cares if it's fake? It's funny.
It was funny. So if it was, full retraction, but it was still funny.
All right. If it was real, gross.
Yeah.
Stop that.
Whoever made that up, if you made that story up and wrote it, then you're more disturbing than the guy who actually did it.
Right.
Just so you know. All right. I have a...
Tracy's accusing me of hating boobs, which is, as we all know, totally false.
That is fake news.
Yes.
Simply not true. Boobs are tremendous.
Yes.
They're the best boobs. Sad. All right. Here we go. Win a pair of tickets to the first college football game in Houston. Rice versus Prairie View A&M Saturday at 6. Get to the game early and enjoy the local craft brew festival and tailgate Owly with sampling options from Carbox, St. Arnold, 8th Wonder, Buffalo Bayou, and more. Game tickets are just $25 and include access to the festival. Plus, young professionals age 30 and under can subscribe to the all-new Owl Access ticket subscription plan.
I see what they did there, Owl Access.
Yeah, just like the tailgate Owly. For just $10 a month, get yours today at riceowls.com/tickets. Caller number 10. Okay. I also have to tell you about something else here. I totally am sucking at doing my reads today. Listen for your chance to win in the name game, where we call two names, and if one of those names is yours, you try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize, a $90 gift card to Chewy's
Oh, that's a good place.
Yeah, that's probably the best thing that I've heard us have so far. Mm. It's good for a dinner for four. I don't know about you guys. I'm going to be drinking margaritas. That ain't going to cover four, but that's okay. Enjoy the annual Green Chile Fest at Chuy's until September 2nd with four new menu items, including the frozen watermelon margarita. Celebrate at one of the nine Houston area locations or drop in for happy hour every Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. If you do that, make sure you have your phone with you and your headphones on. We, of course, are not the show to give it away because we never are. The usual suspects gave away today's prize to, well, it was either Dane or Julian. I don't know.
We don't know.
They didn't tell me since he was the first caller. So congratulations to whichever one of you guys out-dialed the other.
Lamont says, you wipe your ass with wet wipes. That's ultimate millennial. Come on, bro. Being clean in your nether regions, that's millennial? Come on. No, that's not. That's just not liking to have poo particles on you all day. And unless you've tried it, Lamont, you shouldn't knock it. Because once you do it, once you make that switch, you'll realize that wiping with just plain toilet paper is gross. It is. It's gross. You're not getting clean.
See, I'll defend you on not being a millennial here because millennials don't seem to be nearly as obsessed with poo as you are. I don't think they care.
Is that according to Pornhub?
I haven't checked that stat, but, well, I mean,
according to a Pornhub study.
Yeah, I don't know, but they don't seem to have your poo obsession.
Yeah.
Although that may just be an individual thing.
I don't know.
Todd says, you know you're succeeding as a parent when your three-year-old daughter sings along with the Gym of the Day jingle in the back seat. 3 years old. Okay, she probably doesn't understand quite what we're talking about, so that's okay.
It's not ideal, but
no.
It's all right.
But we want, you know, we've always said we're not a show for kids, and it took a while before my ex would even let my kids listen to the show.
Rightfully so.
Well, yeah. The one time she turned it on, it was the famous segment where we were ranking the Disney princesses we would bang.
Uh-huh.
And I think my daughter was like 13 at the time, 12 maybe, and her mom said no more. And now she gets tweets read on the air.
We haven't read any lately.
I've been trying not to check because every one of them make me uncomfortable in some sort of way.
I don't know. She's not.
I mean, there's just enough. There's a hint of things I should be concerned about, right?
She posted that picture of the middle school thing that says the more you act like the lady, the more he'll act like a gentleman.
Oh, yeah.
She posted that and said, seriously, is this real? This is embarrassing and abominable. I'm ashamed to be a student in a district that allows this BS.
Damn.
She's hard-hitting. Here's another one. Made out with two football players tonight. Not at the same time. What do you think I am?
Stop.
No big deal, friend.
Stop. God, I so wish that some woman walks in here with a, like, 13-year-old daughter of yours one day that you didn't know you had.
No, that's impossible. I wasn't sexually active 13 years ago.
It's before you were married, though.
Right.
It could have happened.
No, it never happened.
Okay, I believe you, really.
Yeah.
All right, 713-780-37. I had some other really good gems of the day. I had a woman being killed by an alligator while trying to save her dog from an alligator.
Love my
dog, but me versus dog with alligator, bye, Derby.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah,
especially after you didn't bark the other night.
You got to fight that fight.
Yeah. I know you really like season two of Stranger Things. I was kind of like, meh. I thought it was sort of the same act.
Yeah.
In a different way. They are doing season three.
Okay.
And I wasn't really interested in it until David Harbour was talking about it. And he basically says season three is kind of based on Fletch.
Okay.
Inspired by Fletch. Fletch is one of my favorite goofball movies.
Yeah.
And so basically he said the next one's going to have a heavy...
Chevy Chase is going to be in it.
I don't know if Chevy Chase is going to be in it, but it says Fletch is one we get to play around and have some fun with this season. So now I'm probably in, just so I can see the Fletch references.
I want to see. Do you think Millie Bobby Brown will grow her hair out?
No.
No.
I think she should. I think she's going to be a big star when that show's over. The other kids, they're never going to make it, but she's a big star.
Oh, no, I think the fat kid will make it.
No way. I mean, he'll make it like...
No, he's going to... You know what?
Like
you know,
the fat kid from Goonies made and the fat kid from Sandlot.
No, but this kid, you know what's going to happen? He's falling into things at the right time. Saved by the Bell reboot. He'll be Fat Screech.
I don't think so.
I think that's happening.
I don't think so.
In fact, I'm going to start working on that project right now.
You should. I'm going to start working on my floors at the house because my kids have beat up the carpets. It's time. The kids are back in school. They've ruined it all summer. Fix it up now. Take advantage of Dirt-Free Carpet Cleaning's back-to-school special. 3 rooms of carpet or tile clean for $100 plus a free speed dry. Nowadays, people are into the lighter colored fabrics and carpets. That's what's hot. But if you don't keep them clean, they look beat up. Get Dirt-Free Carpet Cleaning's back-to-school special. 3 rooms of carpet or tile for $100. Give them a call right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical-free with Dirt-Free. They're not using soaps. They're not using the unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Call them right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and you'll get 3 rooms of carpet or tile clean for just $100 and a free speed dry. It's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373.
This is Nolan Ryan. You're listening to Houston's best sports talk, ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One final segment to go. Friendly reminder to check out SportsMap.com for all of your fun sports needs. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. We're going to be killing it with gambling and fantasy football and college football. You've got a little Cowboys column that's going to debut this week. So tons of great, great stuff on SportsMap, and a lot more to come as we migrate to a new system here in the next couple of weeks. And
that's likely good. Story.
I hope we
You're
migrate.
Hoping.
To it. Yeah, I'm having a bad feeling about this, Hoffman, because if this drags on past September 4th, once we're into full weeks of NFL and college football,
we're not going to have time to deal with this stuff.
But I'm going to have to deal with it. So that's the problem, and that's not the time to be dealing with it.
Right, because you're busy with me.
Well, kind of
working.
Well, trying to do a good show.
Thank you.
And trying to
I always appreciate when you give that effort.
I always try to give an effort.
Right.
It's just, you know, sometimes I
mean like a legit effort.
No, I always give a legit. Sometimes I fail because you know, I'm not as talented as guys like you and Jong. But, you
that's
know.
True.
But
why are you saying nice thing about Jong? He's not even here.
Oh, bleep him then. All right, let's do deaths. All right. I think there's music playing.
Yeah, there is.
I close my eyes. All right. 2014, Richard Attenborough, English actor and director, dies at 90.
Never heard of him.
I have not either. Was he the director of Gandhi? Because I thought Gandhi was Ben Kingsley. Maybe this guy was Gandhi. I don't know. I've never heard of him. 2012, Phyllis Diller, American comedian.
He directed Gandhi.
Ah, well, then that doesn't count.
I think he was on Jurassic Park.
He was on Jurassic Park.
Okay.
He looked, yeah.
I might recognize him from. But you wouldn't have let me have him on the Deadpool. Probably not.
No.
Only 10 points, as it were. Phyllis Diller, dead at 95. That's
you could have
run.
Had her.
I'll take her now.
You could have had her sexually.
I'll take her now, even.
In her prime.
We'd have to be in Louisiana where that's legal. But 2003, Bobby Bonds, dead at 57.
Wow.
And 1977, Groucho Marx, dead in L.A. at 86. 1940, Leon Trotsky, Russian Marxist revolutionary, political theorist, and founder of the Red Army. Assassinated at 62 by an ice pick wielding Ramon Mercader.
He's one of the Ramon brothers.
Yeah. I think he.
It's like Joey or Mercader.
Yeah. Yeah. Lester Ramon. Yeah. Okay, that one I don't know a lot about. 16-14, Elizabeth.
And Jeff. Jeff Ramone.
Jeff Ramone was the best.
He's just like the third Harbaugh brother, yeah. Jeff Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Inside joke for those of you who have been listening to the show forever.
Yeah, there'll be some people who are new to the show. What the hell?
Hell is Jeff Harbaugh? Yeah. We don't know.
Okay. The original Shamu in 1971. I feel like we have a dead Shamu about every 3 weeks.
We do. And that's why they made a movie about it, because too many Shamus are dying.
Well, that has to be stopped.
Yes. It's the whole purpose of the documentary.
All right. It has to be stopped in our lifetime.
It probably unlikely to be stopped in your lifetime.
That's true. That's true.
Mine, there's a possibility, though.
All I know is that every time somebody listens to one of the other stations, a Shamu dies.
Mm.
All right, let's do our best deaths. 2017, Jerry Lewis, dead at 91. 2012, Neil Armstrong, dies from heart surgery complications at 82. He took one giant step
into the coffin.
Yeah. I don't know that he actually... Maybe it was one small step for him, one giant step for the coffin.
Yeah.
Something like that. Gene Upshaw, American football player.
He put the ass in astronaut. Everybody knows that.
Oh, yeah. That's...
He had a badonkadonk.
That's,
or maybe it was just his moon suit, but it looked like he had junk in the trunk.
There's a reason he planted that flagpole on the moon.
That's right.
William Wallace, 1305. We may lose our lives, but we'll never lose our freedom unless they chop you into little pieces. You're not free to do anything then.
He's dead now anyway.
Well, he would have been dead even if they hadn't have chopped him up.
You might be right. Give him a chance.
He just wanted a fighting chance.
That's right.
But he did bang the queen, so there's that, at least in the movie. All right, here's your porn stars. 2007. That's 2007. Haley Page dies from?
I'm going to go drug overdose.
You had two correct answers here, really. Possible murder and had methadone in her system. So I'm going to give you
I
think you could have gone with either one.
Yeah.
Because it says possible murder.
They don't even know, but she definitely had methadone in her system.
Right, so murder by drugs. I'm going to give that a correct.
Thank you.
1979.
Oh.
That was the Boogie Nights era, right?
Yeah.
Or was that a little...
Yeah. It's a little bit... I feel like that's a little pre-AIDS, maybe? Like pre-AIDS, outbreak?
That was, I think, when it was about starting to happen.
Oh, that'll be my guess, and I'll go with complications from AIDS.
Suicide.
Damn it.
Mary Millington in 1979.
Oh, I didn't hear her name. I was I knew it was a suicide.
Okay. And finally, we go back to the great year of 1964, which is most famous for being the year that I arrived on this
planet.
The year
of Fowler.
That's right. The year of the Falcon.
1946.
64.
Oh.
You're not dyslexic.
They had video cameras in 1964 to record pornography?
Yeah. Huh. Apparently. They had movies going back to in the 1900s.
So this was like one of those, like this porno was like a silent porno with Charlie Chaplin, right?
No, but I bet it was like an 8-track or something.
I'm going to guess that... what's her name?
Trinity Loren.
There were girls named Trinity in 1964?
Yeah, only Trinity I know was in The Matrix.
I'm going to go... She died of... she was strangled by her producer.
Overdose on painkillers, possible suicide. Okay. See, again, you had two real good answers there. God, I wonder what... Where did you even watch porno on? I guess you had to go to the movies in 1964.
You probably went to those those jerk shops where Pee Wee Herman got busted.
The Pee Wee Herman place, yeah.
The booth. That's the worst.
We forgot the other brother, Razor Ramon.
Razor Ramon?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of the Ramon brothers.
Yeah, I forgot about him, too.
So it says Richard Attenborough also narrated the BBC Earth series.
Oh, that's something I don't care about.
Yeah, not helping.
Yeah.
Not moving him up in the famous rankings for me. I've still got him as not so good.
Yeah. Well, Fred, it's been a jolly good time, sir.
It has?
Yeah. Thanks to Jackie Sherrill for joining us.
Yeah, he did a great job.
For a full hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did a lot of research to interview him. It went differently than I thought it would, but I still enjoyed chatting with him.
Yeah, I know you were looking forward to that, and I thought it was different than what we usually do, but it worked out very well. Okay, Want to thank the Urban Star Bar here at the Hyatt in the Galleria for having us out once again. Look forward to coming back next month. Great job by Voldemort. Great job by Tyler. Great job by AJ. Want to thank Jackie for joining us. Till tomorrow, we'll be back in studio then. Stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN 97.5.